Hi, and welcome to the debut episode of This Life of Faith. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. In case you don't know who I am, I wrote an About Steve Webb post over at lifespringmedia.com a few years back. It needs to be updated, but it does give some good info about me in case you're interested. You can find it at lifespringmedia.com/about-steve-webb, 2 B's in Webb. Very quickly, I'll tell you that I am first and foremost a follower of Jesus Christ. Everything I'll say on this show will come from that background. I believe that having a close and meaningful relationship with Him is the most important thing that you can do to achieve peace and happiness in your life. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you can begin one today. If you want more info on that, you can write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have about that. This Life of Faith has been brewing in my head for about a year. I'm not really sure when the idea first came to me, but I do know that the idea really began to grow in January of this year, 2013. You see, my middle son, Stephen, who had just turned 21, nearly died. He had been diagnosed with an extreme case of ulcerative colitis just a few weeks before, and on January 8, 2013, his colon perforated in the very early hours of the morning, causing the contents of his colon to spill out into his abdomen. For several weeks, the colitis had been causing Stephen terrible pain, but when his colon perforated, the pain was excruciating. His mother and I rushed him to the hospital, and we could see that he was slipping away from us. He had already lost about 40 pounds since he first got sick, so he was weak. But now we could see that things were much more serious. At this point, we didn't know that the colon had perforated, only that Stephen couldn't stay awake, that he had a very high fever, and that he was suffering. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning when he told us about it. After what seemed like an eternity in the emergency room waiting area, they processed Stephen in and put him in an ER bed. Thankfully, the triage was good that night, and a doctor came to look at Stephen pretty quickly. After running several tests, he told us that Stephen needed surgery, and he needed it now. Of course, this scared us to death, but we trusted the doctor's word. I mean, what were we going to do? Now, there was a young surgeon on call that morning by the name of Dr. Rick Ha, and I know that he was there as a part of God's plan for Stephen. We didn't know it then, but Dr. Ha would become one of the most important people in our son's life for the next 3 months. Dr. Ha is bright, he's talented, and he saved Stephen's life that day. In surgery, when Dr. Ha opened Stephen's abdomen, he found that Stephen's entire colon was riddled with disease, and that all of his organs had been covered with the bile and waste that spilled from the hole in the colon that was caused by the ulcerative colitis. Dr. Ha made the decision that there was no hope of saving any of the colon, so at the age of just barely 21, my son lost his entire colon. If I remember right, the surgery lasted sometime between 4 and 6 hours. That memory's kind of hazy, but the time was excruciating. My wife Leanne and I could only pray that God would spare our son, and we waited. Finally, Dr. Ha came to tell us that the surgery was over, and Stephen was in the recovery room. He told us that Stephen was very sick, and that he had had to remove the colon, that an ileostomy had been done, but that Stephen would recover. Now, I had never heard of an ileostomy, but I had heard of a colostomy and a colostomy bag. We quickly learned that the two are very similar. Stephen would not be eliminating waste normally. He would now have an appliance, as is the more polite term, instead of bag, and we would need to learn how to care for it. Now, when Leanne and I were finally able to see our boy, he had tubes everywhere. There was a tube going down his nose into his stomach. He had an oxygen mask over his nose and mouth. There were about 6 IV bags draining into him. He had drainage tubes coming from both sides of his abdomen. There was this plastic bag attached to his side. That was the ileostomy appliance. And of course, he had a catheter, and the incision on his stomach went from just below his sternum to just above his pubic bone. They had completely opened our son up. Now, of course, Stephen was unconscious when we first saw him, and I think that was a good thing. Leanne and I just fell into each other's arms, with relief that we still had our son, but also with grief for what had just happened to him. There's much, much more to this story. Initially, Stephen was expected to be in the hospital for just a week to 10 days, but it stretched to over 2 months. I'll tell you more about that in the next episode. I have much more to say on the other side of this song. It's sung by my precious friend, Kat Yonke. Listen to me closely, please. It is our faith in a loving God who is not surprised by anything and who holds our lives in His hands that carried us through, even as we looked at the very real possibility of losing Stephen. We were never promised that this life of faith would be easy. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament book of 1 Peter chapter 1, we read, "Now for a little while, you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." There are many places in the Bible where good people went through terrible circumstances. In the same book of the Bible, we also read, "These trials have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." There is a good purpose for the pain we experience in life. A good purpose. I trust God with everything in my life. I have faith in Him. He has proven to me over the many years I've been a believer that He is much more faithful than I am. I became a follower of Jesus, or a Christian if you will, when I was 16 years old. As I sit here right now, I'm well beyond that. I'm almost 60. Over the years, there have been times where I seem to have been living in lockstep with Him, and others, not so much. But even when I strayed from Him, He waited for me to come back to Him. The Bible says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." God promised that, and He's been faithful in that. God has shown His love and patience and faithfulness so many times in my life that there is no doubt in my mind that He is real. He is loving. He is kind. And He wants only good things for me and for everyone who calls out to Him. My friend, this life of faith is for you. Over the coming weeks and months, I want to encourage you and help your faith to grow. I'll be continuing Stephen's story and tell you many others where my faith was tested and God proved Himself able to bring me through. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have a perfect life now without troubles. I'll tell you more about that too as we go on together. Every Wednesday, I'll bring a new episode. You can count on that. So that you don't miss an episode, you can sign up on our mailing list. Just go to thislifeoffaith.com. You'll see a form at the top of the page on the right side. You'll get an email when a new episode is released. Or you can subscribe to the podcast in the iTunes Store, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are found. You can write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me about how your faith is being tested or how it's been strengthened. I want to know. There's also a Facebook page where you can interact with me. Just search for LifeSpring Media. I'm on Twitter at @SteveWebb_. That's all one word and two B's. Google Plus at google.com/plusSteveWebb777. And lots of other places. Feel free to connect with me. I'd like to get to know you. And if you'd be so kind as to leave a review at the iTunes Store, that would be awesome since the show is brand new. Help me to get the word out there and share it on your various other social networks. Thanks. And thanks for joining me on the maiden voyage of this life of faith. Please come back next week when I'll continue the story about Stephen. Why was he in the hospital for 2 months when he should have been out of there in no more than 10 days? Before we go, it's my pleasure to tell you that the song I played for you today was "Be Not Afraid," as arranged by Kat Yonke. I've been a fan of Kat for many years, having first played her music on probably the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, I'm guessing in late 2004 or 2005, and over the years we've become internet friends. And this week I'd say that even though we've not yet met face to face, I think we've crossed over into genuine friendship. Sometime I'll tell you the story of the significance of this song and how it came to be on this life of faith. But suffice it to say, I believe it's a God thing. Do yourself a favor and check out the rest of Kat's music at katyonke.com. That's spelled Kat, as in the furry little animal, Yonke, J-A-H-N-K-E, katyonke.com. Her music is mostly fun and quirky, and it's always uniquely Kat. Thanks, Kat, for sharing your music here and over the years with the LifeSpring audience. I'll see you next time. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.